Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to this extra special bonus Wrestle Talk podcast. I am Luke Owen, DAD, and I'm joined once again, like a renegade master, the Professor Dan Layton.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good. I'm very good. I'm feeling very professorial.
Mm-hmm.
I had a white jacket on earlier on.
And it's nice to have you back on the set as well.
I know. Love to be here.
Because you and I got our hands on, got to grips with WWE 2K23. And we got to
play. Can you believe we're in 23?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, playing the game as well. Yeah, and we got to play it for about an hour.
Yeah, yeah. Got a healthy amount of time in there with the.
We did, yeah. So we went down to the 2K offices.
Which are very swish, by the way.
And I know this is the question on everyone's mind. Yes, the toilets are very nice.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you always have to check.
I legit went. Oh,
when you walked in.
Yeah.
What I liked, and this is a sign of a good office toilet, when there are accoutrements available to you for use at a discretionary service.
Because
you know?
There are people who are watching this video, clicked on, I can't wait to hear what people have thought about the game. I mean, tell me about the frame rate. Tell me about the mechanics.
We here at WrestleTalk provide nothing but piercing insight.
So yeah, it was a very nice time at the 2K offices.
Yeah.
And we sat down in the bunker.
It was a whole bay. It was very sort of, you know,
PCs all set up, and we had some streaming. Some of the footage that we're going to be showing you in this, apart from the B-roll footage, is legit us playing the game.
If you think, wow, that's really good gameplay, that's me. If you think, wow, that's shoddy, that's Luke.
Well, in fairness, they wouldn't be that wrong because my first match I did lose.
Well, do you know what it is? It's because it was, for me, my defense was we were playing with an Xbox controller and I'm a PlayStation boy. And so when I'm presented with the suggestion to press the blue X, I automatically go to a place that the blue X is not on the Xbox controller. And I think that's not my fault.
There is actually captured footage of me picking up a wrestler and it's saying signature move right trigger and X, and me just pressing the wrong button over and over again, and me being like, what's going on?
Why is it not doing it?
Like, they did say, hey, this is a preview code of it, so you might encounter a few things.
I was like, and you're like, well, it must be the code.
I'm dead good. I've been playing games for a decade. It can't be me.
I have a video game podcast.
But no, it was 100% me. The blue X on the Xbox controller is in the wrong place,
but that's a good place to start. I mean, it was quite intuitive gameplay when we did figure out where the buttons on the controller were, but also a continuation from the previous game. Sometimes you can have it, and I remember being burned in the past when moving from one SmackDown series to another SmackDown series, and being like, when they went from Here Comes the Pain to versus Raw, and suddenly the controllers were completely different, and I was like, I didn't pick up. No, there's a continuity here. They've changed some mechanics here and there. The pin mechanic is different now, which is quite good. Mm-hmm. I liked it. Pretty solid.
I really liked the switchover they did from the 2K19, 2K20 to the 2K22 control scheme. I thought was much nicer, and it felt more like intuitive to play. So yeah, you're right. Like, when I sat down to play this, despite the fact that I don't use an Xbox controller, it's actually the first time I've held an Xbox controller since the 360.
Wow.
I was like, oh no, I kind of know where things are. I did discover there's a right bumper eventually.
Yeah.
And like, it was just not like, it felt nice to pick up and play. Also, it feels really smooth.
Mm.
And I felt that every character has got a nice weight to it.
Mm, yes.
Particularly when I played as Roman, he sort of stepped through the ring and the character just felt heavier to play. And not in a bad way, more like this feels like if I'm actually playing as Roman Reigns.
This is it.
And I felt that was slightly different to when I was playing as someone like Kofi or Bron Breakker.
And it encourages you then to be a little smarter in your gameplay. It's an extra challenge for you as the player, because, you know, I used to play as Lita, because she was my absolute fave, and it was always quite an interesting sight to see Lita giving the Big Show a powerbomb. Whereas, you know, with this kind of thing, and they did make a point of telling us that they have really paid attention to, like, you know, the different weights of the wrestlers, different class sizes, things like that. That then is a more fun challenge for you as the player to be able to try and figure out what am I going to do in this match? How am I going to adapt to this opponent, this situation, and be smart with my gameplay, which I quite appreciate.
Yeah, I really liked the feel of the games. We got to play through a couple of the different modes. We got to do a one-on-one match, a Royal Rumble, and the brand new feature in the game,
War Games!
I played two War Games matches. Mm-hmm. My first one, it was I played as Cody.
Yeah.
And the reason I played as Cody is because everyone that was playing there was like, Cody's awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to play as Cody. I think everyone as a one picked Cody.
That's it. Apart from me, I picked Bron Breakker first.
You were very excited about Bron Breakker.
I was like, oh, cool, Bron Breakker. I'll play as him. And so I played as Bron Breakker against Cody. Mm. And that's when I lost to Cody. But also, I lost because of the new pin mechanic and getting used to that.
Yes.
Because it's, you got to flick the right stick upwards at the right time. That's the kick out thing, which was actually quite nice and intuitive. It's just like, it's intuitive once you've worked out, but I did it wrong the first time.
Right.
And then I was like, oh, right, that's where I went wrong. Yeah. So I get it now. And the second time after that, I really, really got to grips with it. But so on my second game, when I did a War Games, I played with as Cody, tagging with John Cena and Roman Reigns. I was like team destruction.
Yeah, team A-list.
Yeah, versus The New Day and Bron Breakker, I think, to try and get my revenge.
With a singlet. So, I mean,
yeah, and I basically spent the whole time trying to hit the Cody cutter. Mm. And eventually did do. But it was on one of the games I didn't get captured. So I just want to put it out there.
I
did do it. There's just no video evidence of me doing it.
And you gave me notice that you were about to jump off the cage as well. What is it about wrestling fans playing wrestling games? We will see something and go, can I jump off that? Do you remember when you used to get to jump off the SmackDown fist?
Absolutely.
That was quite something.
The second I got into that War Games, I looked at someone and was like, I'm going to jump off that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like, I could have won this match already. But I haven't jumped off anything tall yet.
Nope, so I did that. Hit the crossroads and got the win. The War Games match itself is genuinely... both games I played, I did it as random advantage. Mm. And the other team got the advantage on both games that I did. So it really did feel like I was at a disadvantage because I started off in my second game in particular, I was like beating down Edge. And then another guy came in and all of a sudden, like, they just started getting weapons stuff. The computer players will always seemingly get weapons from underneath the ring and bring them in.
I thought it was just going to be the baddies doing this. And then when I was playing, I played a women's war game match and I played as the good team with the, did we have the advantage? I don't know.
I think you did have the advantage.
Yeah.
It was because I hadn't seen the other team get the advantage
and
before.
And we brought all of the weapons in as well. So it was like, well, there you go. I actually found the War Games match to be really difficult because
it is hard.
Because especially when, if you are, I played a couple and it was one where I definitely wasn't the advantage, and that meant that I was quite ganged up on. And because you're already wrestling for a while, you're already beginning to build up damage, and that obviously matters in a War Games match. It limits the way you can get up, and you're trying to get up, you're trying to build momentum to be able to make those quick instant recoveries kind of thing. And you're kind of being pinned down and you're not able to. Did I win? Yeah, obviously. But it was a challenge.
Yeah,
you know,
it really was.
It was kind of difficult to get my head around.
That for me is perfectly for War Games.
Yeah, exactly.
Then, because it really does feel like you are at a disadvantage for a while, and then you're really like waiting for your other teammate to come down.
Yeah,
there's two different versions of it. There's 3-on-3 and a 5-on-5. And the version that we played, the preview version, only had the 3-on-3. Option available.
Yes, yeah.
But in the full game, there will be 5-on-5. Mm. But I did find myself being like, when's my tag partner going to come down?
Please.
Like, I need a tag partner to come down and help me. And then John Cena came out and dicked around for ages getting weapons. I'm like, John, hurry up, mate.
No time for this. But it was fun, the weapons as well. It wasn't just your average sort of chair and table situation. All of those did get thrown in. Asuka brought in a bunch of stop signs, kendo sticks all over the place. It was great.
Speaking of, actually, Asuka looks awesome.
Oh, Asuka looks great. I was singing Asuka's theme all the way home. Yeah. Like, I was in my head, I'm being Asuka, this whole thing. Yeah, it was great. It was great. She looked great.
Everyone looks really,
the models
really,
are really nice.
Models are amazing. Mm. Like, Cody in particular looks, yes, superb. I thought, yeah, Bailey looked awesome. Yep. Becky Lynch looked fantastic.
Rhea, the detail on Rhea is absolutely fantastic.
Yes, yeah, so really, the entrances, yeah, looked really good. So, because we were playing this like on the PC version, mm, and yeah, the entrances looked awesome. The gameplay itself looked really awesome. For, considering it was a preview version, and we said you may encounter some things, which is fine because it's a preview.
Yeah,
thing,
that's how it goes.
I didn't encounter a single thing, so I was really, really pleased, like, with what came out.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The last thing that we got to have a go on in all of this was the showcase mode.
The showcase mode. Folks featured around the featured star of 2K23.
The cover star, John Cena.
Yeah.
So you're playing through John Cena's career. We got to do two of the showcase matches.
Yes.
Yeah. One of them was ECW One Night Stand 06 against Rob Van Dam. Mm-hmm. And the other one was Cena's SmackDown debut against Kurt Angle.
With full-on prototype John Cena outfit.
So it's prototype John Cena with the little like crappy hair that he had. And also like the Rob Van Dam one. When you do Rob Van Dam's RVD taunt, everyone in the crowd does it at the same time.
Yeah.
And the key to this, and I love this, you're not playing as John.
No. You're playing as his opponent.
You're always playing as the person John's going up against. Mm. Which means the central gimmick of the showcase mode is John Cena always loses.
Mm. Well, what was really, really interesting was that, I mean, in the two examples, we got both of them in real life. That's John losing. And I really liked, so the way it starts is you go in and there's John is very slickly produced. He's in his John Cena suit and he's standing in front of a mic and he's sort of giving you his recollection of the night, of the match, of things like that. And then you go into the match and you start wrestling as RVD, let's say, and it's within the match that there are the objectives, and it's, you know, I remember he did this, and so you're trying to recreate that moment, and you've got a whole bunch of them to do, and then it will cut to a moment from the real match. You'll trigger a cutscene, and the way that they've blended the real footage with the match footage, the gameplay footage, is quite brilliant.
It's quite spectacular.
And to the point where sometimes it would come back to the ring. And I know this sounds like, yeah, all right, Dan. sometimes it cut back and I was like, oh, we're in the game again. Okay, cool. And then I was ready to go because the lighting effects as well were really good, especially when it just sort of comes out of that cutscene situation. And it really, again, it's adding extra levels of play for you as the player, not just wrestling a match and trying to beat John Cena,
yeah,
trying to hit the spots.
That's it. Because I quite liked it in the Rey showcase in 2K22, but I found it to be quite frustrating at times. You know, it's kind of like trigger those cutscenes and things like that. I found that to be quite frustrating. But it didn't feel as frustrating in this one. I don't know what it was, but something like, in fact, actually, we were talking to a couple of guys there and they were all like, oof, that JBL one, like that was so annoying. Like I never got that in the two that I did, the angle one and the RVD one. I actually just really enjoyed it. And I just love this idea because the joke of Cena is Cena wins LOL.
Yeah.
And they've just flipped that on its head. So now it's you win LOL.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, and then also the other thing about that is it does give you the opportunity to be a whole bunch of different stars. You know, it's not like playing the same. Because do you ever do this when we were young? When we were young and we were playing, and it would be like, I'm going to do a whole season on Shut Your Mouth with Edge and make Edge the champion. But then at a certain point, you've been wrestling as Edge for ages and ages and you want a bit of a change. Here, you do get the variation of playing all
those right, people. That's right. Yeah. Because you're not, with the Rey one, you're always playing as Rey. Mm. Here, you get to be RVD, Kurt Angle,
whomever else.
Yeah, exactly. I would imagine The Rock will be one. Yeah, so the first WrestleMania
match.
That's
fun to think about. What else is going to come up?
Yeah, that's it. Because I wonder if the whole thing is going to be all of Cena's losses.
Famous. Because
his famous losses. It's, you know, and his never give up attitude.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, which that is John Cena, is it not?
Yeah. So I if I was to put money down, I'd probably say The Rock, the once in a lifetime Rock match will be on there. The one The Rock wins.
Take your pick for a Randy match. Like, just 83 of them at this stage.
So overall, also we got to see the menus, which means we got to see
a couple of
the ratings.
And
which we're not going to say.
I was going to do a bit, but then
I was going to do a bit.
I was going to tell you.
Well, I mean, I want to jump ahead of you, but I actually thought to myself, what I could do is I could just say one of the numbers, but get the editor to bleep over it and put something over my mouth. Like I could say, like, Roman Reigns is and just have the editor put something over the top of that, because we're not going to show or announce who any of the ratings are.
Because we don't like to spoil things. We're not party poopers.
And we play ball
with
the nice people.
When the nice people tell us what to do, we sat. When they invited us into the offices, it was like, welcome to this boardroom. And we sat like right at the front. And like all the cool gamers and people were like, they went straight to the back and they were like hanging out. And we were like, are we the nerds?
Well, I felt that was a nice progression because there was all the cool kids at the far end.
Yeah.
And then there was us down like at the nerdy end, you know, right at the front, little teacher's pets. And there was Simon Miller bang in the middle.
Yeah, just straddling both sides. Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, overall, I really enjoyed playing it.
Yeah, it's fun.
And you know, I played it for an hour. I played through quite a few matches. I had a rumble. I did like a women's rumble playing through as Becky. And really enjoyed it. And afterwards, kind of like I had with 2K22, just wanted to play another one.
Yeah.
And it made me want to do more showcase matches, do some War Games matches with friends, do Rumble matches with friends. Like, you know, when I got to work today, I was like, oh, we could set up the PlayStation and we'll play some 2K22 because I just want to play this game with my friends. So it's like that, but, you know, it's the next one on and it's like a new roster and everything.
You ain't got to reinvent the wheel.
No.
You know, and it's not breaking the most new ground I've ever seen.
No.
But it is a nice continuation of what I think was a pretty solid entry into the wrestling game milieu with 2K22.
Yeah. The only downside is, and I know people will be asking, we did not get to see my GM mode.
I know, and I was curious as to whether we did, because for me, that was one of the most fun parts of 2K22.
That's what I was... There's actually a bit of a debate as well, because the gamers that were there to be like, some people really wanted to see what my GM mode, other people were like, not interested, bothered. I'm not bothering it whatsoever, I want to see the universe mode.
Yeah, I'm into the... For me, with my GM, it's the logic puzzle element of it. It's figuring out, I can't use X star in this one, so what am I going to do? Which is a very different type of gameplay to, you know, a wrestling match. So it's fun to have that fantasy football manager kind of situation moment. I'm into that. So I and it's four players, I think.
Which is
very curious to see how that goes down.
It is, yeah. What are we going to do? Mm. Should another series of the Monday Night War come to be?
That's you posing a question. I'm going to say it should come to be. And I'm just going to say there are two extra slots there and I'm free.
I'm just saying, who knows what the future might hold for Monday Night War Series 3.
Comment down and tell them to put me in it. I'm just going to lay my cards on the table.
But
my power cards.
Your Very nice.
There you can see brand knowledge.
Overall, I had a really good time playing the game, and I'm looking forward to playing more of it and exploring more of the game. Feel the same?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be fun. I think it's always nice to be wined and dined, and that does.
I'm not sure we were wined and dined.
They gave me a coffee.
They gave us a black coffee,
and I asked for a water, and they delivered.
That is, the people at 2K, were lovely.
Very nice.
Oh, they were. We were treated like little kings and queens, and it was a delightful time.
Indeed. Not that should pepper the response to the game, but it does.
Actually showed up here and said the game was absolute shit until the game with that black coffee.
It's not a massive change from what we've seen already, but based on what we did get to play, it's fun.
Yeah.
I'd like to have another go.
It's a thumbs up from me thus
far. And there's still stuff that I haven't had a look at that makes me curious, and I'd like to know.
Absolutely, Also, Metallica's Sad But True was in the soundtrack.
Oh, well, there you go.
And the little menu music. I didn't recognize any other song, but that came up, and I was like, oh, that one I do know.
Heavy metal and wrestling go hand in hand, but, you know, there has been a dearth of it, but it still exists in the video game world.
But that's going to wrap us up here for this little bonus bit of content here on the WrestleTalk podcast channel. Please do press subscribe. This is your first time here. Press the thumbs up button and all that good jazz. And leave a comment down below. What would you like to see from 2K23? Let us know, and we'll see what we can do with our 2K contacts. We may be able to, like, pass them on and be like, well, this person here has asked for this.
I'll send them some cookies. And then, you know,
we can wine and dine them. Can,
exactly. And then they'll be drunk enough that they'll let us do whatever we want.
We're taking them back to that pancake place that you and I went to.
Oh, beforehand. It was delicious, wasn't it?
Very nice.
Yeah.
So that is all we've got time for on this edition of the show. I have been Luke Owen, DAD. This has been the Professor Dan Layton. Jam that jam!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.